China knows what it's like to be at the epicenter of a potential pandemic. You might recall the outbreaks of bird flu back in the 1990s and then SARS in 2003. Well, this time around, China is far from the action, and it would like to stay that way. Chinese authorities have stepped up vigilance for foreign visitors with symptoms, and the government has banned pork from Mexico and from three American states. Problem is that neither of these steps is especially effective. The World's Mary Kay Magstad sets the scene in Beijing.
China's state-run television is playing it cool when it comes to reporting on swine flu.
各位观众，晚上好。晚上好。今天是4月28号，星期二，农历4月初四。
The anchors led tonight's newscast with a long story about Chinese President Hu Jintao's meeting with Jacques Chirac. Only then did it get to swine flu. The report assured viewers the government is taking steps to keep out the virus. In a Beijing farmer's market, butcher Ya Yunxin pauses from hacking into a pig's hindquarters to say he knows you can't get swine flu from pigs, but he's concerned that his customers are getting the wrong idea.
Of course I'm worried. I think you will affect the business in 1 or 2 months.
Or maybe sooner. One young woman shopping here, graduate student Liu Fang, says she's going to start being more careful when cooking pork. She says she's heard in the Chinese media that as long as you only eat pork that's been cooked at 158 degrees or higher, you're fine. That's true, says the World Health Organization's Beijing representative Hans Trodsen, but it's beside the point.
We have to remember that the transmission route is not by eating pork, but transmitted to human to human. So if you eat pork or not, shouldn't matter.
Still, there was the state-run China Daily newspaper today. It described this outbreak as though pigs are responsible for spreading the virus. The story says, quote, though normally it does not infect humans, people who come in close contact with pigs are vulnerable. Now, that's true of conventional swine flu, but not of this virus. The WHO's Trodsen says this one came only in part from pigs and has since recombined with non-pig viruses so it can jump more efficiently from human to human.
It's from four different sources. It's from Eurasian swine flu strain. It's from a North American swine flu strain. It's from an avian flu strain. And it's from this, what we call the seasonal human flu strain.
So banning pork isn't going to help. Neither is trying to stop infected travelers from entering the country. After all, they can show no symptoms for days. Instead, the WHO recommends stepped-up surveillance within the country. It also suggests public awareness campaigns. In that regard, it says China has learned lessons from its experience with bird flu and SARS. Back at the market, Chinese-Canadian visitor Caesar Wong certainly hopes so. He says he was here in March 2003. SARS had already been spreading in China for 4 months, but the government was still trying to cover it up. During Wong's visit, the World Health Organization declared an international health emergency.
But then I flew back to Canada, do my isolation and everything and for 2 weeks, and then I came back in May, and at that time, Beijing was, every day is a Sunday, so no traffic, nothing. I think this time it's much better than the SARS because it's much more publicized at a very, very early stage. So I'm not worried.
Nor are many Chinese. There's hardly a mask to be seen on the streets, and the attitude is still, that's someone else's problem, not ours. For example, student Liu Fang says she doesn't think swine flu is such a big deal.
I don't think it's that terrible. It's not as terrible as SARS. And as long as you keep your house clean and open your window very often and keep good personal hygiene, and it will be okay, I think.
But just in case, she says, she's cutting back on pork. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.